This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
Free Dennis! Free all journalists in Turkey!
Cem Özdemir, co-leader of Germany's Green Party, is addressing hundreds of protesters in front of the Turkish embassy in Berlin. The case of Deniz Yücel, who was detained by Turkish authorities on February 14th, has outraged many politicians and journalists. Yücel has both German and Turkish citizenship and is a correspondent for the newspaper Die Welt. He was arrested after he had reported on the hacked email account of Turkey's energy minister, son-in-law of President Erdogan. Öcan Mutlu, Green Party member in the German Bundestag, initiated the rally in Berlin.
The democracy in Turkey is endangered. Press freedom, separation of powers, and independent judiciary is not present anymore. That's why we are here.
The gathering in Berlin was one of multiple Free Dennis demonstrations across Germany and Austria. Yücel has been charged with spreading terrorist propaganda and inciting hatred. Protesters are calling for his immediate release. Öcan Mutlu just recently went to Turkey to visit the journalist.
Our embassy in Ankara asked for permission to visit him. Unfortunately, the Turkish officials, they didn't react to it at all.
Yücel is the first German journalist to be arrested since Erdogan's clampdown on the media following last summer's failed coup attempt in Turkey. It's causing an immense strain on German-Turkish relationships. Chancellor Angela Merkel has criticized Yücel's arrest as bitter and disappointing. Green Party politician Mutlu is very critical of Merkel's lack of action.
Angela Merkel is somehow believing that she depends on Ankara because of the refugee issue, and therefore she is not critical towards Turkey at all. She was in Turkey for 5 times in the last 12 months, and until her last visit, she didn't raise up the question of human rights violence, separation of powers, etc. And now we are paying the price that she was so soft.
Prominent cultural figures were among the demonstrators. Shermin Langhoff, artistic director of the Maxim Gorky Theater, came to add her voice to the demand for freedom of expression in Turkey. Langhoff was born in Turkey and points out the challenging situation for Berliners of Turkish descent.
How can we deal with this country in this situation? How far do we want to go? How shall we declare these dissonances between that what we tell to our children here and that what we do? How shall we continue having democracy here, living with these dissonances?
The case of Deniz Yücel has raised a lot of questions which have yet to be answered. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.